this for sure. One moment, sir.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing today, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that, man. I see here that you were just speaking with my associate, Mary, and she got you all qualified for this position we have here today, as well as she sent over your information to me, just giving me a rough idea of your business, and I'm going to get in that really quick here, but before I do, is there anything I could clarify for you that you maybe have questions on?
I'm just looking at the price right now, because I have talked to other companies already.
Okay. I mean, is this something that you're planning on doing soon?
It just, it really depends on the pricing. That's the biggest thing, and the amount of work that it's going to bring in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we can definitely get into that. I just need some things clarified for myself so I have a clear-cut idea of what's going to help you the best, because we have a lot of different packages. Now, getting right into that, tell me a bit about JRG Builders. I mean, you're doing general contracting?
Correct. I do a little bit of everything. My main specialties are we build custom garages.
Okay.
Small secondary dwelling units.
Gotcha.
All of it's pretty much custom work. We don't like sell kits or none of that. It's all custom to order. I also build storage sheds and transport statewide.
Interesting. So, like, you're doing a lot of additions from what it sounds like.
We try and stay away from the additions a little bit. It's a little bit more difficult, but we do them.
Mm-hmm.
What we do mainly is, like, the detached garages.
Okay, detached garages and then...
We do additions a lot of the time. Because, of course, everybody can't just get a detached garage.
Right. But you'd like to prefer more of the detached compartments for sure. So that's good. Thank you for clarifying that for me. And then as for that, this is solely residential, but how far are you traveling for this from Rio Rancho?
Garages, I don't know if you like have a map in front of you. So the garages, the furthest I'm willing to go.
Hello, Jason?
Yes, are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you earlier.
Yeah, so Santa Fe and Los Luna and Belen are the furthest I'm willing to travel for garages.
Okay, interesting. Gotcha. So that's about like 56 miles, 50, 60 miles. Okay, well, that's no problem at all. We could definitely cover that area for you. Awesome. And then as of right now, I do see you have a Home Advisor Angie's Leads page. Are you doing anything else currently for marketing and outreach, or is that about it?
I have a trial going right now of the Yelp ad. I was just kind of messing around with the computer the other day.
Gotcha.
But I'm not going to be using that, but.
Okay.
Just Angie's List, and to be honest, I have the leads turned off the majority of the time.
Right, just because they aren't landing how you're wanting them to?
Well, one of the biggest things is and I think this is a really big issue with all the lead providers, is us as contractors, we're liable to pay regardless of how the lead is. And I don't think the customers understand that.
I have
so many customers that I get leads from that want to do a drywall patch inside their garage. And I don't do that. I can't pay $140 for a lead that they want
to
do
a drywall patch. Yeah.
And I don't know, because I've never tried to, like, submit a lead myself. But as far as I know, anybody can get online and submit a form. And a lot of these people, like Angie's List, you're required to call them back in a certain amount of time. A lot of these people they don't like to get called back right away.
Right.
Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. I mean, that's the reason why I haven't had the leads on too much with them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's constant fighting with them. I got to call them and argue with them.
Yeah.
Because they sent me a lead that...
That just didn't land or just weren't worth it.
A lot of people don't understand that there's regulations about what they can do as well. So
yeah.
A lot of the leads that I'm going to be honest, I've probably spent about 8,000 in the last 2 years on leads. And I've closed two jobs. Paid for it.
Wow.
But that is a ridiculous amount for that amount.
Yeah. For that little amount of work, that is pretty ridiculous. I mean, that is pretty crazy. That's like what, like, yeah okay.
I mean, the profit margin and the input, what I put in, it
right.
outweighs, of course, but it shouldn't be like that. Because I know for a lot of other service providers that do, like, different types of services,
right.
Angie's List worked out really well for them. For me, it's really hit or miss.
Yeah, and I've had that experience with a lot of my previous clients. Unfortunately, what you're dealing with is not an isolated incident. I mean, in fact, they have a class action lawsuit particularly about that, but I don't really want to get into that. We'll actually stay away from putting you onto the lead services. We do offer that, but I think what you would really benefit is just honestly getting your name out there, making sure that you're easy to find, and then with that, you can actually reap the benefits of having people call you genuinely without having to be charged per individual lead, regardless if it hits or not, you know? So if these people are calling you up, I mean, you're right. Anyone can submit themselves to Google. It is a bit of a process to do it on your own, but you're absolutely right. They can do that. But the fact of the matter is there's pages and pages of people who are on there. But it takes someone like us to be behind you, programming you, staying on top of your reviews, as well as watching market trends and a range
Correct.
Of other things to make sure that you stay
yeah.
at the top and actually get to the place where people actually find you. And that's our whole entire job.
About a year and a half ago, I got with the – you probably see it if you look me up there. I forget what company it was. I got in with them, and they were supposed to do everything, and they wanted me to do something. I don't know what they wanted me to do, but it was just, I'm too busy to do a lot of the stuff that they wanted me to, and I spent, like, $400 on the first time I talked on the phone with them.
Yeah, I mean, with us, we just, the only thing you would do is generally within like the first week alone, all we do is get like your licensing and insurance. If you have to be re-verified on Google, all we do is make sure that we can walk you through that. We'll hop on a phone call or even a video call with you, make sure whatever you have to do on your end to verify, you're doing absolutely correctly. So you obviously have a time constraint, so we want to make sure that you're only spending your time really just picking up the phone and doing the jobs you so choose, and we pretty much take care of the rest. But with that being said, I think you'll really benefit from us just really making you easy to find. We're going to submit you to Google, Yelp, Bing, Safari, optimize those as well as like 56 other directories. That way, if anyone has a preference, they don't like using Google for some reason or another, and they use something else, you'll still show up at the top of those searches when they're on those different platforms. Does that make sense?
Correct.
Perfect. And then along with this, Jason, we also have a social media aspect. We have partnerships with everyone we put you on to. We're not a third party of any of them. But on top of that, we are a partner of Facebook Meta. So we'll actually help you with that presence. If you don't have a page for your business yet on there, don't worry about it. We're more than happy to help you with that. With that, we will take care of the actual advertisements on that space. Just because of how well you can target your specific audience and the clients you want, if they're already searching up any relevant service that you offer, as well as if they actually so happen to come across like a profile of yours, whether that's on Google or what have you, we can program it that as soon as you get on to Facebook, they'll see your advertisement, and that's probably going to be a second look altogether for them just from the exposure we already get you, you know, which is just good marketing tactics. So we'll definitely cover all your bases on that outreach aspect. And then as for, you don't have a website currently up. It's down, right?
Yeah, I purchased two domains. I think I purchased.
Oh, you went out there.
Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hello? Sorry about that. It keeps connecting to my truck and I'm far.
All good.
So I don't know if you heard, but I think I've purchased two domains.
Okay.
I don't know if I still own the ownership. I know you're pretty sure you have to renew them.
Right.
But I don't know what company I went with.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning, I'd have to look through it, and I don't even know where to start. I don't remember what the company was called.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, you can see pretty easy if a domain's available. Like if you're not sure if you own it anymore, just go on like to GoDaddy or something and look up that domain. And if it's available, it means the subscription essentially ended. And it isn't much to repurchase things like that. It's like $20 a year. The reason I was asking is I actually have an ability here as a director on top of the discount that Mary wanted me to add for you being a business of only 1 year. I mean, I am able to add like a free website for you. We have in-house developers, man, and they do really good work on creating websites for you. And I'm going to go ahead and throw that in for free. That way you just have a good website to back all this outreach with for people to come off of. And we'll put anything you want on there, any feature, any picture, like scheduling services, even like a 24/7 chat bot, things of that nature. And which brings me to my point of the actual pricing here. We don't do any type of contract with you. We just do month-to-month payments because we're fully confident in our services. We've been around for 20 years only doing this. We have it down to a science. So it's just a matter of gaining your trust, and then we're comfortable with building a long-lasting relationship for there. We don't have to tie you down because the proof is in the pudding. But when I went ahead and applied that discount for you, Jason, it knocked off 50% of the package's normal cost. So with that, you're looking at a month-to-month rate of only $2.99 a month, and that's a fixed price for you. We'll maintain it for as long as you have us, and like I said, you're allowed to cancel that penalty-free at any time if something were to go wrong.
Okay, and that includes the website building and everything?
Yeah, that includes us building out an entire website for you. Also, every single month, you get a free 30 minutes of edits. So if you want to add any promos, add any pictures, anything like that, 30 minutes is usually more than enough time to do any type of heavy editing for you. And like I said, we'll do that for free.
Okay. I know this is hard because I know that you guys call a lot of different people, but I need to think on it a little bit.
Okay. Anything in particular?
I just need to make sure that I'm comfortable with the price. I wanna take a look. Do you guys have any examples of the websites you guys have created?
Yeah, let me send you over one. I'll be happy to. With this, it's gonna be a nice little sample, just giving you a rough idea of what those look like. I actually just texted that to you now. But yeah, I mean, if it's something about pricing, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, like, what's the ballpark range for the jobs you're doing, like low end to high end?
If this is able to bring me in more work, that price is irrelevant.
Right. That's what I was trying to get at.
If this could bring in one to two more jobs a month, the price is irrelevant. Even one job,
it's paid for the year, essentially.
With advertising, yeah, you might spend a lot, but as long as it's providing itself, I mean, it pays for itself, literally.
Yeah, and that's the case with a majority of the people that are kind of like got brought on.
The hardest thing is we do deal with a lot of higher-end clients. I don't build small, single, bay garages. I build $60,000 garages starting to $200,000.
Wow.
So, I mean...
Yeah, so this is not even a drop in the bucket.
The price isn't the biggest thing. It, to me, and just like you said, it's earning my trust. I don't like to get calls. I get calls every day about the same exact thing. And I literally swear that I got a call from this number 2 days ago from a different company.
Interesting.
But
yeah,
that,
we use
that,
a voice system. I guess they all do.
I wanna think about it a little bit just before I make a decision.
Okay.
But the price isn't the biggest thing, as long as it's bringing in the work.
Yeah, that's something it definitely will. I mean, there's really no other option with this type of exposure except for you to have some traffic drive to you, and at the very least have us land you a job. I mean, this is going to far overshoot that. My experience is something that really just revamps the whole business and makes it thrive.
So let me ask you something. If my neighbor would get on, because this is what they usually tell me, but like if my neighbor would get on and look up garage builder near me, I would pop up automatically.
Right. It would take some time. We would like, of course, have to do programming and things of that nature. I mean, generally in this market, people are going to tell you 3 to 6 months to get you onto that first page. Generally, we're able to do that in about 45 to 60 days. I've seen it happen quicker, but it's all subjective. But yeah, I mean, any type of service you offer and any variation in which it can be typed in, we're going to make sure of, because we, like I said, we've been around for 20 years. We have a huge catalog of things that have worked for previous clients that do exactly what you've done. And we know how to program it. So a lot of these consumers, they don't search up the exact right words and what they're looking for. They just know what they're available to. So we target those specifically as well. That way you really hone into the market, especially with you being so residential centric. You really want to make sure you're reaching out to these consumers correctly. And that's exactly what we'll do. We'll take care of all that headache. And I understand we've just been speaking about this package the whole time. What I went ahead and did is I just sent you a link to our homepage. I'd love really quick just to go through that with you, because like you said, it's just, you don't know us as a company, and this is a definite great resource to get to know us. When you open it, the first thing you should see is take control of your online presence.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Did you see that? Take control of your online presence. Okay, great. Now under there, it's just in red, essentially just outlining what we're going to do for you. Everything I said, getting you at the top of these directories so you're one of the easiest people to find for your types of services. Obviously, the whole name of the game here is getting you more jobs, more leads. I think I touched on this briefly, that we monitor your reviews on all the platforms we put you on. That will even go as far as replying to these individuals when they do leave reviews. It's non-invasive. It just gives your clients the easiest access to do that. So once we have you at the top of the directories, you're going to stay there. And with all this, we don't just have you take our word for it. We give you a portal as well as actually have you download an app that you can view on your phone at any time. And with that, you're going to be able to see a range of analytics with this, like even down to the click and even the location on the map a click's coming from. So you'll never be left in the dark or wondering what we're doing for you. You'll be able to see it to the finite degree. It's just really great. Now, right underneath there, you'll see under proven success, these are actual stats of ours. Like I said, we've been around for 20 years now. We have over 10,000 clients nationwide with a 4.9 out of 5 satisfaction rating. So we do really good work, and we do it consistently. Now, if you go a little bit further down, there's something here that says Google Ads Partner. Let me know when you see that.
I see it.
Okay, cool. Now, there's a square there that says Google Partner with that Google logo. Could you click on that for me, please?
Yeah, I clicked it.
Yeah, so as you can see, this took you to a completely separate page. This is actually a badge of authenticity that Google gave us, essentially verifying us as having one of those premier partnerships with them, which is the highest level of partnership you can maintain with them. There's literally only a handful of us in the U.S. alone that do marketing. So with that, we have training by them. We have individual resources that the general public doesn't have. And then there's two big factors to it, because we have to abide by really strict rules and regulations of theirs. And two pieces of those is a real good peace of mind. For one, we can't false advertise at any point. If we got reported for that, we'd have our partnership revoked, as well as we can also have it revoked if we don't abide by the routing and the actual radius. So once we sign you on and we take down the individual cities and the area that you want to represent, we can't represent anyone that does remotely what you do in any type of category. We have to stick with you as our sole proprietor. So it's just a good peace of mind to have that partnership on our side. And then if you go back, I just want to show you. Yeah, go ahead.
So in other words, there's not anybody that uses Local/Local that does what I do.
Right. Prospecting department do their own due diligence, because we essentially get these. How this comes about is someone had this top ranked position, and then for one reason or another, they dropped out. And then Google essentially notified us, letting us know about this vacancy. And then it's our whole entire responsibility to find the next company that's going to fill that spot. And then what we do is our department goes through, make sure, of course, that we aren't representing anyone there for starters. And then they go through and look through the businesses that could take that spot that we'd feel comfortable representing. And then we get on the phones from there and try qualifying them and finding them.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to show you one more thing. It's just right back on that homepage. It's right underneath where we were. It says SEO packages. Do you see that?
Hold on one second. Let me go back. Yes.
Okay, cool. So the one I'm recommending today is the Platinum package. As you can see, it has a nice overview of everything that it offers, the optimization on all those platforms, getting you on Facebook and those really honed in advertisements to make sure your presence isn't just known, but it's really effective on there. Also, the optimized landing page is that website I was talking about, where we build that up from the ground up for you, put anything you like on it. I did not mention this, but we do have call tracking. We give you a business line. That way we can weed out all those spam and spoof calls at the same time, really hone into the demographic and actually the geographic area these people are calling from, so we know exactly how and who to target. It's just really great. It really gets in depth to make sure you find success. And then, of course, all the other engagement tools like the review and call tracking and the individual clicks. But as you can see, this is normally a $5.99 a month package with a $2.99 setup fee. With the discount I was able to apply for you, you'd be locked in at that $2.99, and then the $2.99 setup fee altogether would be just removed. So your only startup cost would be that first $2.99 for the first month.
Okay. Let me ask you something real quick. I do have a business page on Facebook that I have opened. I'm not opposed to opening a new one or whatever.
Oh.
I can mine and whatever we need to do. I don't really use it much. I've only posted a few times. I have done the Facebook ad. How does that work?
Yeah, so with Facebook ads, man, they are really effective when you program them correctly. Because what happens is they're entirely based off of target advertising. A lot of people don't realize it, but they accept these terms where they allow Facebook to track when they're on different apps, specifically when they're on things like Google or any search engine. So it knows what they're looking for and knows exactly what type of advertisements to throw in. Like if you look up some type of product right now and then hop on directly to Facebook, it's going to show you an advertisement for that product. So we're going to utilize that same type of formula for your business. So if anyone is genuinely looking for any type of garage custom build or anything like that, as well as if they actually come across like your Google page or like your website that we create for you or anything like that, we'll make sure as soon as they do get onto Facebook, they're going to see an advertisement for you, which is really great because on top of just having that second look, these people are usually a lot more relaxed on Facebook. Like they're just like at home, just taking their time. So they're a lot more malleable and generally will look through all of your links, look at your reviews. And then by the time they're calling you up, I mean, they're usually already sold. It's just a matter of them wanting to get the quote and ready to go.
Correct. Okay. Like, cause those, the typical Facebook ads that I was using, you put your budget. Are these different than those ads?
Yeah, so part of the $299, $100 of that goes directly to your Facebook advertisement budget, which is roughly about 400 to 500 individual ads a month.
Oh, okay.
And we don't exceed that at any point. We work that into the flat fee. Like I said, we don't ever exceed that. If you ever want to actually increase that, you have to actually reach out to us personally and let us know. But we're never going to do that on our own. Once you hit that budget threshold, we don't go above it.
Okay. Alrighty. How long is this offer valid through? Can you give me at least till tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, with this, I mean, it seems like you legitimately are about it. I mean, is there anything I can assist with you like that would like help you with this, like essentially making this decision?
I just got to think it over. I don't want to think, I just don't want to make a decision right away.
Gotcha.
I just got to think about it a little bit. I'm pretty positive that I am going to go with it, but I don't want to do it right just yet. I need to think about it first.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I could, you want me to try reaching out first thing? Cause I can only put a hold on this for a few hours is the thing. Otherwise, Mary's going to try calling right back.
What was that? Are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you there?
Did you, yeah. Were you able to hear me or,
I heard you up until you said Mary is gonna.
Yeah. So if I don't put a hold onto this, Mary's gonna essentially try calling back into the area trying to fill this. But me being a director, I am able to put a hold on it just briefly for a few hours. I mean, is there any way we could reconvene later today? Like maybe around like, what is it? Like it's 2 o'clock for you right now?
Oh, it's 3.
3? All right. So how would a, like a 5 o'clock call back work?
I have an appointment at 5:15, so I won't be able to make it at 5.
Okay. Well, how about tomorrow morning?
That should work.
Okay.
Can you call me? I don't know what time it is where you're at.
Yeah, so we're on the West Coast. We're in California. So right now it's just at the top of the hour at 2.
Okay. So if you can call me at 8 tomorrow or 9.
Yeah, I
could
definitely
do that.
Yeah, we can definitely do an 8 o'clock call. And here, Jason, I have your phone number. It's 505-552-8321. Is that the best way to reach you?
Correct.
Okay, let me go ahead and put you down then. And let me get a good email for you. I'm going to send you over some literature. That way you have something that's really detailed to review and have a well-informed decision. What's a good email for you?
JRG Builders .nm @gmail.com.
All right. So what I'll be sending over, I'll send over another link to our homepage so you have that. I'll also send over a universal quote for the package I'm recommending today. Within that, it's going to have our terms and conditions just so it's 100% transparent with you and exactly everything that this encompasses. Just be fair warned, it is a universal quote, So when you get to the pricing breakdown, it's going to be a little bit higher than what I quoted you, but don't be alarmed. You're already notated at that $299 set up in a monthly, so that doesn't apply to you with that higher pricing. The next two I'll be sending over are samples. One's going to be another sample of the website we can create for you, and then the other one's just going to be a rough idea of the Facebook advertisements and what those are going to look like when we get them out. So I'm getting all that over to you now.
Alrighty, well, sounds good. I'll review over that this evening, and I look forward to talking to you in the morning.
Yeah, likewise, Jason. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, and I do look forward to speaking with you tomorrow and hopefully getting you on board.
Alrighty, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. You have a good one.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.